Hey, everybody, and thanks for listening to this edition of the 15 Minutes with True Crime podcast. I'm Dr. Joe Tomaso. Dalla is an inmate at the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections. He's currently serving time at SCI Benner in Benner Township. In speaking to him, he says he is sick and tired of coming back and just wants to get his life together and stand outside. He has some words of wisdom for younger people who are just becoming involved with the system and how to stay out. If you like this show and you'd like to see it get better and continue to go on, please, by all means, donate to paypal.me/Joe Tomaso. That is paypal.me/JoeTomaso. Or if you want to do it for free, you can hit the like and subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to this show on. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or if there's anybody you would like to see me try and interview, please email me at insidetherazorwire@gmail.com. Again, that is insidetherazorwire@gmail.com. Or you can snail mail me at P.O. Box 162, West Haven, Connecticut 06516. And now, let's get on with that interview with Dalla in the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections.
Hello, this is a free call from an incarcerated individual at SCI Benner. This call is not private. It will be recorded and may be monitored. If you believe this should be a private call, please hang up and follow facility instructions to register this number as a private number.
To accept this free call, press 1. To refuse this free call, press 2. If you would like to thank you for using Securus, you may start the conversation now.
Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
No, this is Dalla.
Okay, Dollar. Hey, can you do me a favor? A couple things, actually. This way we can start the interview off correctly. In addition to you, you go by Dollar. What's your legal name and where are you calling me from?
My name is Joel Marrero. Mm-hmm. And I'm from New York, but I'm incarcerated in Pennsylvania.
Okay. I just want to clear it up for legalities. So you're calling me from SCI Benner?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you, how long have you been incarcerated presently?
I've been incarcerated since 2016, November 16, 2016.
Okay. That is 5 years?
Yeah, going on 5 years.
Okay. What are you in, prison for?
Right now, I'm currently on a possession with intent to deliver. And I don't know if they threw the firearm out or what, but that was a part of the case. They recovered a firearm.
Okay.
And they didn't recover drugs. They planted drugs, but they caught me with drugs inside of the county jail. So I got possession with intent to deliver, a firearm case, and then I brought the drugs to the jail, and I got possession by contraband.
Inside of a correctional facility kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but basically, you didn't try to sneak drugs in. You had them on you when you got arrested, and they found them when they were bringing you in.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever done any time before then?
Yes.
Okay. How much would you say, or how long have you been in the system?
I at least got roughly about 20 something years.
Okay.
Like 25 years.
Okay, so you've been in and out of the system?
Yeah.
Okay, did you just go to one prison? You said you were from New York. Did you do time in New York and Pennsylvania, or where have you done time?
Yeah, I did 2 state bids in New York. I did a juvenile placement in New York.
Okay, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
The juvenile stuff. Can you tell me what you mean by juvenile? Like, not what you mean by juvenile. I mean, obviously, it's like a juvenile prison or detention center. But how old were you back then?
I was 15 years old.
Okay.
When I did my... I did 3 years with juvenile.
Okay.
In a in an institution. It's called, it was outside of, between Rochester and Buffalo, it's called Industry.
Okay.
You know, it don't have cells, it just has barbed wire fence around it, mm-hmm. You can escape from it, you know, but it's like, they got,
this
they call
is a call
it
from
cottages.
Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Benner.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
Okay, so basically, it's like a detention center.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a prison. It looks like a holdover facility. We'll go. And you were about, you said you were about 15?
Yeah, I was 15 when I
okay. So okay, so you've been charged with various crimes since at least 15 years old, and you've been in and out of the system. What was the very first crime that introduced you to the system?
I was selling, I seen other people sell drugs. I thought it was something normal.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was 13 at the time. I was homeless. I ran away from a group home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been in foster care. I think I told you about that. I've been mm-hmm. like four different foster homes.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care nothing about me. They just threw me out to the streets, and I hung out with older people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was seeing them. I didn't know at the time they were selling drugs. I just thought they was giving stuff out and people was giving them money until I got a little older at the age of 15.
Yeah, yeah.
And I figured everything out, that it was drugs they were selling. So I wanted to contribute so I could make money because I was sleeping in a abandoned car
mm-hmm.
in an alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed something to, you know, I needed to make some type of money so I could feed myself when I was 15.
Right. So basically, you couldn't support yourself, I mean, at that age.
All from you know. Pennsylvania State Correctional Institution, Benner.
This call is subject to recording and monitoring.
So it's not like you could have went and got a job, or at least not a legal one. That was your way to support yourself. And you were living in the city at that time, like an inner city?
Yeah, I was living in Queens, New York.
Okay. So I don't want to say it's commonplace, but it's commonplace. You know, selling drugs is pretty much commonplace in a lot of places. The major cities here in Connecticut even are like that. You've been in and out. Would you say that the system that you're in now, or that being in the system totally, has helped you or hurt you? And in asking you that question, I'm basically also asking, do you see when people become incarcerated, it's supposed to rehabilitate you? Do you see it as rehabilitation, or do you see it as human warehousing, we'll call it?
I mean, I could see it in both aspects.
Okay.
For me, I could see it's more like a rehabilitation because I have changed my ways. I don't know if because I'm getting older, I don't feel like committing crimes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same token, I do want to be free, and I don't want to keep coming in and out of prison, you know, wasting my time committing crimes and, you know, ending up back in jail till I'm...
Right, but that was a personal choice. I mean, my question's a little bit different. What I'm asking is, when you came to prison and you've been in and out of the system, did the system ever take the time to teach you a trade or something that you could take on the outside and make a living at? Or did you just basically get sent to jail and prison and you sat there, maybe worked in the kitchen or swept the floors or something? This is what I'm going for right there. I mean, I'm going to get on to the where you change part in a second.
All right. Yes. Not in this state, not in Pennsylvania, but in New York, they did put me in a class called floor covering.
Okay.
But in Pennsylvania, no. All that Pennsylvania has done for me is put me in programs that, you know, oh, just do this program, you know. But I have learned.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a couple times to, you know, to really, because before I was just doing it, oh, I'm going to do this program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to, so it could look good for parole and I can get out.
Mm.
But now that I realize, like, the one lady in Monahoy, right?
Mm-hmm.
she was telling me is either you're going to do this program and really do the program, because I don't need nobody just going to sit in my class and just, you know, make attendance.
Okay, so basically this lady actually helped instill change in you. She was like, hey, listen, you can sit here and just sit here, or what I'm really, what the instructor, I'll call her, was like, listen, if you're in this class, you're going to get something out of this class. I want you to get something out of this class. She wasn't just like the classes where they have a CO sitting there and the CO just says, okay, sit there. Here's credit for the class. Here's your certificate.
Right, right.
Okay. So would you say that most of your instructors will say in Pennsylvania, in New York, that they were like this instructor, or they were just pretty much like, come in, sit down, here's your certificate?
Right. She was the only one that really, like, wanted to help.
Okay.
Plus, they just was there just for the paycheck.
Okay, so now my next question is what you were already touching on. Two things. Number one, because I'm looking and we got, like, 5 minutes left, so, although I can have you call me back, too. Anyways, so, before I get on to the have you changed and do you feel remorse, etc., I want to ask you, if you saw yourself, if you right now saw yourself at age 15, 16, 18, what would you say to yourself about where you were heading and what you should do?
What I would have said to myself at the age of 15, what I know now, I would have tried to find a better solution instead of just selling drugs. Because it's, all the time that I spent in jail was not worth it.
So you would basically tell yourself, dude, this is the road you're heading down. You don't want to go here.
Right.
Okay.
And the bad thing about it is when I was younger, older people was like, yo, don't do this. In my head, I'm like, listen, man, I got to do what I got to do to survive, and I'm going to do what I have to do. That's it.
Now, were these older, the older people, were they just older people like on the street that were out there like you, or were these older people in authority?
No, these were, some of them was authority, some of them it was people that I hung around, that I used to like, you know, try to hang out with, and portray to be them, but they didn't want me to live that life, the life they was living. They wanted something better for me, but...
See, that's what people don't realize. They think everybody who's in that lifestyle is just a bad person, and they're really not. A lot of them are really not. They don't want to see other people. Just like you're telling me now, you would tell yourself, would you tell, if given a chance, would you tell, and right now you're going to be on a show that's going to go out there, and there's thousands of people who listen to this show. Would you tell those people this is not what you want for yourself?
Yes. Most definitely. Okay. Most definitely.
So what would you say to somebody who's listening to this show about going out there and screwing up and winding up in prison? What would you tell them?
It's a waste of time to, you know, if you think because it's a easy, quick buck or a quick satisfaction, it's not worth it for the long haul. It's not worth it.
Okay, so now this is almost over. So now tell me about when you decided that this is enough. I don't want this anymore.
I decided this, the bid before this one, but I decided that a bid before this one, but at the time I was backed up on car payment, rent, so I went out, instead of going back into selling drugs, I went and started retail theft, stealing out of stores to make up payments, but I got arrested. But I was working at the time, but I just, the money that I was making from work was not making ends meet, so I thought that, you know, I could go in the store real quick, steal something, and sell it, and make my payment. I got caught. And it wasn't even worth it.
So you're summing it up right there. It wasn't worth it. So here's two questions I'm going to ask you really quick because it's going to end. You just heard the 1 minute mark. So here's the thing. would you say you just did what you did to do it, or was it a crime of necessity?
It was a crime of necessity.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, right now, I want you to take this over for this last couple of seconds and tell people, what would your personal message be to people out there who are thinking of doing the wrong thing?
To not do it. Just stick it out. Try to find another job that pays more, and just stick it out. Do not commit crimes, because it's not worth it.
All right, Dollar, I want to thank you very much for giving me a call, and hopefully we can call, you know, you can call me again, and we can, you know, go into this a little bit more in depth. Sound good?
If you want, I could call you, I could try to call you tonight.
Okay, that'll work. Thank I'll leave this set up then.
Securus, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes With. I hope you've enjoyed this edition. If you have enjoyed this edition of 15 Minutes With, please hit the like and the subscribe button. You can also help me keep this show going and watch it get better by donating to paypal.me/JoeTomaso. That address again is paypal.me/JoeTomaso. 15 Minutes With is constantly looking for new content to upload and new people to interview. If you would like to share your story, or if there's someone you would like to see us interview, please email us at insidetherazorwire@gmail.com. That email address again is insidetherazorwire@gmail.com. Last but not least, again, if you like to support this channel, please subscribe and hit the like button. Until next time, we'll be seeing you.